It's time once again for another episode of All That's Jazz, the podcast that explores everything in the world of jazz. And here now is your host, Alan Scott.
This is the story of Mamiko Watanabe, a pianist and composer who was born in Fukuoka, Japan. She began playing the piano at the age of 4 while attending the Yamaha School of Music. By the time she was 7, her instructor had asked her to compose a motif, a short succession of notes producing a single impression, or a part of a composition. In no time at all, she began writing entire compositions. At 8 years old, her destiny unfolded when jazz came into her world.
When I was 8 years old, my music teacher recommended me listening to jazz for composing, because I was composing music almost like once a year. And my mother had me listen to big band music at home or on the way to the music school. And I loved swing and enjoyed very much.
Her fondness for jazz music grew and her talent blossomed. There was even a sophisticated inspiration from legendary pianist and composer Toshiko Akiyoshi. In 1999, Mamiko received a scholarship to attend Berklee College of Music.
I knew about Berklee College of Music because I read about it on the magazine, and also my teacher told me about Berklee. I wanted to learn jazz theory, and I thought that's the place.
While at Berklee, the awards and recognition for her prowess at jazz piano and composition began coming in. She also toured Germany, Italy, and Japan, performing with jazz greats such as Joe Lovano, Kevin Mahogany, and Bobby McFerrin.
When I was a student at Berklee, I got opportunity to play with these amazing musicians. I played with Joe Lovano when I was playing in the big band. It's called Rainbow Band, directed by trombonist Phil Wilson. And that was great. And I had a chance to play with Bobby McFerrin in Italy. I didn't have experience to play in front of a large audience. Definitely, Berklee College of Music gave me this opportunity to have experience to play in front of people. And when I got good response from the audience, I started having confidence, and I was happy to see that people enjoying, and that made me keep playing, keep growing as an artist.
In 2003, with a suitcase filled with awards, her dreams of making a name for herself, and a bunch of business cards, she moved to New York City.
I wanted to move to New York because I wanted to see the real jazz, and I wanted to grow. So I started going to jam session to meet people and try to play as much as I could. And I think it was a best choice to live in New York. In the beginning, I didn't know people, so I just tried to go to jam session a lot, and I brought my business card and gave to people, introduced myself, and eventually I started getting calls for gigs.
In 2005, she tapped into the talents of former Berklee classmates to record her first album called One After Another.
Yes. That was my first album. I called musicians that I knew from Berklee: Walter Smith on sax, Massimo Biocati on bass, and Francisco Miller on drums. So it was amazing to make album with them.
This debut album featured a list of fully developed and hard bop songs, all composed by her, and even featured a Latin-flavored tune called Shadow. Her love in playing Latin music is something she says comes naturally to her, as evidenced in her second album, Origin/Jewel, which is actually the combination of two separate discs, Origin, a collection of funk and Latin jazz influences, and then Jewel, containing a more straight-ahead jazz piano trio format.
I love playing Latin jazz music, so Origin is more funky side of me. I feel natural for me to play Latin music. Is more straight ahead jazz side of me. I wanted to separate the project, and I used different musicians for each project.
We now pick up the rest of the story in a conversation that I had recently with Mamiko Watanabe about her career leading up to the release of her fifth and newest album on the JoJo Records label.
And so your career continued along to where you have your latest release, and it is on JoJo Records, and it's called Being Guided by the Light.
Yes.
Tell me about the title of that. Why Being Guided by the Light?
I composed a song, Being Guided by the Light. That's the title track of this album. I composed this song during the pandemic when we all stay home. I felt isolated, but at the same time, I had hope that I'd be able to play in front of people. So it's about hope and having faith. It's a positive song. I was practicing, kept composing because I had faith.
And it's very evident in listening to that piece as well. But then I am, Mamiko, really impressed by the fact that you performed this album and recorded as a trio, and you enlisted the help of two legends in the business, one being the wonderful heralded bassist Sante De Briano, and then on top of that, to put the icing on the cake, you added the incredible drummer Billy Hart. How did you hook up or meet up with these two people?
I met Sante De Briano in 2016, and Sante was teaching at jazz camp. And he played for my previous CD. And so I've known Sante pretty long time. During the pandemic, Sante invited me to the session that he was hosting at his place. And I've met the owner of JoJo Records, Simon Bilerti, at the studio when I was recording with Sante for his project. And after the recording, Simon talked to me. And he said he was interested in working with me and making a record for my project. So I gave him my info, and that's how I got started. And Santi recommended Billy Hurt for the recording. And yes, I was so happy that I could connect with Billy Hurt. And he said yes to the recording.
I would imagine that was an exciting moment when he said yes to you, that he would be on your recording.
Yes. Big surprise. And I was so honored to have a chance to play with him.
So what was it like when you put this album together, Being Guided by the Light?
I felt it was like heaven. Yes, it was like a heaven to play with Santi and Billy Hurt. I was scared, but I was nervous, but they were so relaxed and calm and listened to what I was saying. They helped me a lot. I'm very thankful for that.
I know that not all of the songs that are on this album are yours.
For this recording, two songs, two originals. Yes, two originals.
And Being Guided by the Light is one of your compositions, and the other one is what?
Atomic Space.
Tell me about that. How did you choose that name, and what was the inspiration for Atomic Space?
I was just playing around the piano when I was isolated during pandemic, and I came up with this melody and groove, and I named the title after I finished composing. It was just my image of the music.
So there is no scientific or environmental connection or something with that song?
No, I just named it because it came from my image.
And you had other compositions on there, one being from Sante De Briano, and that was Nigeria. And that's a fun song.
Yes, but it's a tough song for me to play. This song, I got chance to play this song on Santi's project, so I got chance to play this song a lot, which was great.
It sounds like it. It really sounded like you had a familiarity in playing it and recording it and so forth, to where it comes out to where the two of you relaxed and played off of each other, because obviously it's his tune, but yet you've played on his recording that song. And then here you are once again performing Nigeria.
Santi De Briano suggested including songs, the Pad Tour, Peacocks, the Scene Screen.
Why the scene is clean? Why was that suggestion made? It's a great song because you could hear that all three of you are playing off of each other in that, and it was a nice mix.
Yes, I like how it came out.
But all of these songs, you took the lead and they followed. Is that a fair description?
Yes, yes.
One of the songs on there that I really enjoyed, and it sounded like the three of you were totally into it and having a great time doing it, and that was the song made famous by McCoy Tyner, and you did Island Birdie.
Yes, I enjoyed it very much. Santi introduced me this song. I didn't know about this song.
Well, it has a great Latin beat to it, and it's more the island kind of a song, and it's even the kind of music you want to dance to.
Yes, I hope people feel that way and want to dance with music.
There is one track on the album that you are familiar with, even before you met Santi or Billy Hart, and that was My Grandfather's Clock. Tell us about that one.
The owner of JoJo Records, Simon Bierenti, wanted me to include a song that I grew up listening to when I was a child. So I picked this song because I felt I would be able to play naturally, and I love the melody.
It's a song that obviously means a lot to you because you, as a child, remember your grandfather's clock. Is that correct?
Yes, 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 yes.
What was it that you remembered about it? Was the syncopation of the beat of the clock?
Yes, it's about time. You know, it's about ticking the clock. You know, we live under the clock. always ticking. And I listened to this song when I was a kid, and since then, always ticking the clock.
You know, you're right, because time is essential for all of us, and it's a part of our lives, whether we like it or not. Mm-hmm. The clock is always ticking.
Ticking.
But let's hope it goes a long time for all of us. Are you working currently on any other projects?
Yes. I work with Santi De Briano's project. I'm a part of Santi De Briano's orchestra, Bembe. And I've been working with trumpet player Valerie Polomarev.
So have you recorded with Valerie yet?
Yes, I recorded with Valerie. I'm on 2 CDs of his own with his big band.
And then for yourself, are you in development with any other compositions or maybe another album that you're thinking of releasing?
Yes, I already wrote some songs, and I hope that I'm going to have a chance to record my new songs.
Well, the reason why I ask is you told us earlier that you were influenced by big band. Why have you not done a big band album yet? Or are you thinking about that?
I love to, but it's a lot of work to do. Maybe I should challenge to do it.
Oh, there you go. I think it would be great. Or maybe even just work with somebody, one of the big bands out there.
I could try to do arrangement for a big band. Maybe I can try.
Your latest release is absolutely wonderful. And I hope to spread the word so that more people can hear Being yes. Guided by the Light and learn more about you.
Thank you so much.
How could our listeners learn more about Mamiko Watanabe?
I have a website, www.mamikowatanabe.com. And I also have Facebook and Instagram page.
You are a delightful person to spend some time with. And I thank you for this opportunity, for your being our guest on All That's Jazz.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of All That's Jazz with pianist and composer Mamiko Watanabe.
We'd like to thank Ben Sedrin for the use of Mr. P's Shuffle as our theme song.
And visit us again next time for another interesting conversation on All That's Jazz.
If you like today's episode, please leave us a 5-star rating on the streaming service you use. All That's Jazz is available on every major streaming app, including Podbean, Apple Podcast, and Spotify, as well as Facebook and online at allthatsjazz.net.